Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As this is the first time I'm taking the floor in a more official capacity rather than interactive, let me take the opportunity to congratulate you on your appointment and assure you of our support. I'd also like to take the opportunity to welcome Angola and Cote d'Ivoire to the convention. Mr. Chairman, ever since the conclusion of the Fifth Review Conference in 2002, states parties have held annual meetings during the intersessional period to continue discussions that strengthen the convention during the five-year gap between review conferences. These intersessional meetings have proven useful at enhancing the effectiveness of the BWC and engagements between state parties. Each of the three intersessional periods was different, and each brought its own strengths and weaknesses. The 2003, 2005, and 2007-2010 periods allowed states parties to discuss one subject per year in great depth. But once completed, that subject would be set aside until the review conference. The 2012 to 2015 period allowed us to discuss several topics with ongoing relevance and to continue these discussions from one year to the next. While this sometimes allowed for a deepening of discussion and building greater consensus year to year, far too often it resulted in repetition and discussions that did not deepen as the intersessional process progressed. Canada believes that for the coming intersessional process from 2017 to 2020, states parties must seek to incorporate the positive elements of past intersessional processes while seeking to avoid their weaknesses. We have tabled a working paper on this intersessional process. It sets out our proposal for a meeting of experts that would be structured around working groups that would examine in depth key developments of the convention built along the existing standing agenda items, but allowing space for other discussions as well. Working groups would be open to all states parties who would be held consecutively during a 7-day period. Two working groups on cooperation and assistance and on national implementation would meet for 2 days each on an annual basis. A working group on science and technology will also meet annually for 1 day and would be the reporting component of an agreed science and technology review mechanism, as has been discussed in our previous discussion. Finally, as it remains essential to address some of the many remaining topics, a fourth working group will consider on an annual theme to be decided in advance at the eighth review conference. Potential topics for this theme could include Article 7, confidence building measures, investigation into alleged use, biosafety, biosecurity, dual use issues, compliance, and interactions between the BTWC and other regimes. This would be followed by a meeting of states parties that would be mandated to build common understandings and develop clear recommendations to the next review conference. This group would also set the agenda for next year's intersessional meetings, allowing for the development of issues from year to year and building in a more timely and topical fashion on the issues that need to be discussed and advanced in each year. Consistent leadership of the intersessional period and coordination of meetings of experts, working groups will be important. We have therefore proposed that one country from each regional group be identified that would serve for the entire intersessional period. Chairing the intersessional process would rotate between these three states, while those not serving would serve as vice chair, similar to the process we have had informally in the last session. In addition, each state would serve as coordinator of one working group, rotating between the different groups. These coordinators would be mandated to build upon the work of their predecessor, not to repeat it. Each coordinator would be tasked with preparing a synthesis document and a non-paper that would be the basis for negotiation by the meeting of states party chair. Coordinators would also be tasked with preparing recommendations for the specific subjects to be handled the following year, aimed on building on that year's discussions, and the MSP would have the authority to adopt these recommendations. This will ensure that the topics addressed during the intersessional period are relevant and topical, and not ones that are determined 4 years in advance from the actual meeting. We would welcome any feedback that states parties may have to this proposal. Thank you, Mr.